Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, February 8, 2023. US futures are pointing to a lower open. European equity markets have opened with gains as the benchmarks catch up with the overnight US action. Asian markets ended mixed. US dollar is weaker versus euro and sterling and softer versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are lower across the board. Crude oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are higher too. In macro news, markets welcome the comments from the Fed Chair Powell, which aligns closely with the post-FOMC press conference. The message also seems to suggest that the Fed's policy calculus has not really changed that much following the stronger-than-expected jobs report. Analysts find the comments mildly hawkish, but yet not so hawkish enough to move the Treasury yields out of their 6 basis point range. In other developments, President Biden has talked tough on China following the spy balloon incident, but he has also reiterated that the US is not seeking conflict. On the data front, Italy's December retail sales beat consensus. Sweden's December industrial production missed, Japan's current account surplus shrank sharply as the yen weakness drove up the cost of imports. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications and the weekly crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Yum Brands, Under Armour, Fox Corp, Eaton Corp, Emerson Electric, CVS Health, Capri Holdings, Coty, and CME Group. They're posting results before the open. Walt Disney, Wayne Resorts, MGM Resorts, O'Reilly Automotive, International Flavors and Fragrances, and Equifax will report after the close. In corporate news, Microsoft expects the gross margin of its search business to drop forever as it overhauls Bing to incorporate AI for the chance to eat into Google's business, according to the Financial Times. Activision Blizzard CEO finds the UK government fragile amid the antitrust investigation of Microsoft's acquisition of the company. He also accuses Sony of trying to sabotage the deal, the Financial Times reports. Apple's Buy Now, Pay Later service is now closer to being released, according to Bloomberg. Sources tell the paper that Apple is working with Goldman Sachs on Apple Pay monthly installments. Asian equities were mixed on Wednesday in a quiet session following a volatile day in the US that saw the Nasdaq at almost 2% by the close despite mildly hawkish comments from the Fed Chair Powell. Greater China was down again with Hong Kong trading around a flat line all day. Japan ended mixed again with the topics a few points higher, but the Nikkei lower following Nintendo and Sony's earnings guidance cut. On a positive side, Australia was up on the trade reopening hopes with China. Tech-heavy South Korea and Taiwan were higher too. Southeast Asia was mixed but tilted higher later on. India added to yesterday's gains with several Adani stocks limit up once more. And as the Reserve Bank of India hiked rates by 25 basis points as expected and left the door open for further hikes. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory as expected. The European Central Bank has announced that it will set the remuneration of government deposits after the end of April at negative 0.2% rather than returning to zero. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Wednesday, February 8, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.